I want to discuss something about Purushcharan Vrat, which is a practice that has been performed by most of the acharyas in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya and other Vaishnavas. And it's told in Hari Bhakti Vilas, which is our basic law book, that without performing Purushcharan Vrata, the Diksha mantras that one receives from Sri Guru will not give fruit or give perfection. If we examine the biographies of the devotees in our Sampradaya and we read about their lives, we see that Rupa Goswami, Sanatan, Raghunath Das, Gopal Bhatta, Raghunath Bhatta, Jiva Goswami, they all perform Purushcharan Vratas in their lifetimes while they were here. And we see that Bhaktivinoda Thakur also did, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati did. It's clear. And so it is a very bona fide practice in our Sampradaya. Our Srila Prabhupada didn't introduce this, but of course he did say back in 1974 that, and because you've seen a purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Prabhupada introduced some statements from Hari Bhakti Vilas, especially in relation to deity worship. Prabhupada personally increased the standard of deity worship based on Hari Bhakti Vilas. And he said there are many rules and regulations which I would like to introduce gradually as devotees mature and our society develops. So now, this ISKCON society, which Prabhupada so gloriously established in 1966, it's 43 years old, quite a strong man, strong development. And we see these books are coming now in English, and we're reading Hari Bhakti Vilas, it's available. And we read in the 17th Vilas of Hari Bhakti Vilas. 17th Vilas is entire 250 verses or so, 260 verses are all dedicated to description of Purushcharan Vrat. What is the Purushcharan Vrat, which has been practiced? 274 verses, 17th Vilas. What is this mysterious new Vrat? We've heard of Ekadasi Vrat, and that was a very new thing to all of us when we joined. And then we heard of Janmashtami Vrat, and Radhashtami Vrat, and the Shringa Chaturdasi, and many Vrats have come in over the years. And then a very new thing in most of this kind of is the Kartik Vrat. What is this Kartik Vrat? I never heard. But even you look in the letters where Prabhupada said, yes, now we are going to Vrindavan. We're going to observe the Urja Vrata, Urjeshri Radha. This is the Kartik Vrata, Urja Vrat. And we'll be spending a month of Kartik in Radhadamodar Temple in Sevakunj and speaking on Rupa Goswami's book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So what could be more wonderful to do during Kartik than to speak on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, especially if you are a follower of Rupa Goswami, Rupanuga Vaishnava, like our Srila Prabhupada, or a follower of a follower, Das Das and a Das, if you're a follower of a follower. So that is our perfection of life, which we're endeavoring to accomplish, to become a dedicated follower of a follower, Das Das and a Das. We're trying to follow in the footsteps of our beloved Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada. He observed Kartik in Vrindavan, speaking on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in our own feeble and small way with the help of our godbrother Bhana Maharaj. We're also trying to speak. Purushcharan Vrata is described here, and we want to, and fortunately it's a very elaborate ritual to attain perfection in the chanting of mantra. This is in the 17th Vilas, and he's explaining that we will discuss some of occasional duties, Purushcharan Vrata. This is occasional, doesn't happen every day. Sri Gurur Mantram Asadya Purushcharana Karamani Diksham Kritva Punastena Anugyatta Parabetat. After receiving an initiation, this is verse 3 of 17th Vilas. After receiving initiation mantras from the spiritual master, one should take instruction from him about the observance of Purushcharan and thereafter begin the performance thereof. Verse 4. This is from the Agama Shastra, describing the necessity for performing Purushcharan. Bina yena na siddha syan mantro varsha shataya rapi kritena yena labhate sadako vanchitam phalam. Purushcharan refers to the ritualistic performance without which one's chanting of mantras cannot produce the desired results. Sadako vanchitam phalam. Purushcharana sampano mantra hi phaladhayaka atak puraskriyam kuryam mantravit siddhikanshaya. Siddhikanshaya. With the performance of Purushcharan, the chanting of mantras certainly bears fruit. Therefore, one who is conversant with the art of chanting mantras and who desires such perfection should perform Purushcharan. And this is from the Agastya Samhita, quoted in Hari Bhakti Vilas, verse number 9. Panchanga upasanam bhakte Purushcharanam uchyate etadhi virusham shresta samsara cheta karanam. The wise authorities describe these five kinds of worship, which are known as Purushcharan. One who performs these five types of worship, which are part of the Purushcharan Vrata, he can become free from material bondage. 6.10, 17th we lost. Nanena sadrisho dharmo, nanena sadrishan tapa, nanena saranam kinchit, ishtartasya tapodana. One who is endowed with ascetic powers, in order to attain the fulfillment of one's desires, there is no other religious practice, no austerity, and no sadhana as effective as the performance of Purushcharan. Puja Chaikaliki Nityam Japas Tarpanam Evacha Himo Brahmana Bhutishcha Purushcharanam Uchite. Purushcharana refers to five activities: worshipping the Supreme Lord, puja, three times daily, chanting mantras, offering oblations, performing fire sacrifice, and feeding brahmanas. After receiving mantras from the spiritual master, the practice that helps one achieve perfection in chanting the mantras is known as Purushcharan, which consists of five limbs. Devotees who are free of material desire will certainly attain the perfection of attaining the association of the Supreme Lord by executing Purushcharan Vrata. Those who maintain material desires will achieve material prosperity according to their aspirations. So it's a dual-edged sword. It's like chanting Hare Krishna. You can chant Hare Krishna and water the weeds of Kutinati and fault-finding diplomacy and enjoyment, or you can water the Bhakti Lata. And there's so many benefits. Of all books that describe the worship of Lord Gopal, the book Kramadipika is foremost. It's often quoted by the Goswamis. Kramadipika. And it says there, it talks about places to perform Purushcharan Vrata. It can be done by the side of a river, underneath a bale tree, within the water, in a pasturing ground, cow pastures, in a temple of Lord Vishnu, under a banyan tree, or on the seashore. These are all very powerful places to chant mantras. It should be performed in a holy place. And this is in a Tulsi garden. It can also be performed in the home in front of Tulsi, in your own home in front of Tulsi, or your deity, or Shalagram. Or it can also be performed in front of one's spiritual master. Or at any place where one can easily concentrate his mind. At a crematorium. And even says you can go to a crematorium. Or any place where Vedic mantras are regularly chanted. And generally we chant in a temple, or in our temple in our house, or in a holy place. Of course, there's no greater holy place than Vrindavan. And the most holy place in all of Vrindavan is Sri Radhakund. So this is the beginning 10 or 15 verses about the glories of Purushcharan Vrata and the need to practice it. And then from verse 19 to 233, which is 214 verses, describe the details of performing Purushcharan Vrata, which includes these five factors of Homa and Tarpan and Mantra, and feeding Brahmins. It's very elaborate, requires the assistance and help of many other people. Because the main activity that's done by the sadhaka who has received mantra diksha is to chant mantra. And he performs such a vrata for 30 days, usually it's 30 days or 40 days on the average. And he takes a sankalp to chant so many lakhs of this mantra, Gopal mantra, or Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, or Maha mantra. Generally, the diksha, it would be a diksha mantra like Gopal mantra. But Maha mantra is also, can do with it also. And then, while he's busy chanting day and night this mantra and eating Havishan and very regulated diet, special diet, then he has other people, he has paid and arranged for other people to feed Brahmins every day. And hopefully they do. And don't miss a day. And also perform Homa. Fire sacrifice has to be performed. I think they said three times a day, actually. Of course, the main activity is chanting the mantra to please the Lord. And of course, Vaishnavas have done Purushcharan Vrata with Saraswati mantra, for example. And they'll get darshan. You can get darshan with the ishta of the mantra and pray for a benediction. It's almost like a genie in a lamp. Proverbial Aladdin's lamp. You rub the lamp and this genie comes out. Yes, master, what do you want? Oh, genie, I want a lot of money. So he gives you lots of crores, rupees. Yes, what else do you want? Like this. So this is a kalpavriksha process, that whatever we want, as it mentioned in the verse, you want something spiritual, you'll get that. You want something material. And it's very, very difficult. But at the end, it talks about asan and many verses about what kind of japa mala and how to chant and very, very, the shape. And generally, it's as in this book and other places in general talking about japa mala, it always says that muke mukantu puche punchantu yojiyet gopucha shadrisho karya yatva sarpa kriti shubha. Beads should be the shape of the japa mala should be like that of a cow's tail or a snake. There's a big, the head of the snake goes very small, or the cow's tail is very fat and goes very small. So big bead to little bead. There's no mention that I've ever seen in Shastra. If someone can show me, that's well and good. I've never seen anywhere about mridanga-shaped beads, which are sometimes popular in different quarters. At least in Hari Bhakti Vilas, and anywhere it's talking about chanting mantra, it speaks like this. After this long discussion of all the particular details of chanting, then towards the end of the chapter, there's a consolation for the people of Kali Yuga, like us, because we're not Raghunath Das, who did Purushcharan Vrata, and we're not Bhakti Vinod, and we're not Bhakti Siddhanta, and we're not much of anything, really. We don't have much power to do anything. So fortunately, Sanatana Goswami and the Shastras, he's saying elsewhere in Shastra, there's what they call a sangshipta purushcharan. This is a brief one, a short one, a quickie, a fast one for those poor souls that don't have 40 days to spare locked up in a kuti without seeing the sun all day and eating once a day after sunset, and have the facility to have someone do a homa three times a day and feed Brahmins every day. So there's some compensation, fortunately. So this is our golden opportunity. Pujam vistarata kartum yona shaknoti sadaka sa vinan gain drav orajye pujaye dishta devatam. One who is unable to worship the Supreme Lord by properly following all the rules and details and regulations of Purushcharan should simply try to worship the Lord, his beloved Lord, with complete faith and devotion. Shraddha and bhakti. These are invincible combinations. You can conquer everything with faith and bhakti. faith and devotion. And then, verse 234 of 17th Vilas, if one is incapable of following the Purushcharan, then he should perform the alternative. Text 235 and 236. This is our loophole here. There is another method of performing Purushcharan during a solar or lunar eclipse, Surya Grahan, Chandra Grahan. How to do it? And there is not 214 or 15 verses describing how to do it. There's one verse or two verses. So this sounds very, very interesting and very attractive. And maybe even little me can do it if I know when the eclipse is. And so here's all the very difficult and rigorous procedures that you have to do. During a solar or lunar eclipse, one should fast, remain in a pure state of mind, and chant his worshipable mantras from the beginning of the eclipse until the end, while standing in water of a river that flows to the sea. Means Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri, etc. up to his waist. And afterwards, and this is the basic scenario, he should return to his home and perform a homa, but it's a nam yagya. He should chant 1/10 the number of mantras that he chants in the water. If he chants, an eclipse usually lasts about 2 hours. So if he chants 16 rounds, for example, during those 2 hours of Maha Mantra, if he does the Maha Mantra, usually people do Gopal Mantra, but can also do Maha Mantra, that's topmost mantra. If he chants 16 rounds in the water, sacred river, Radhakund, whatever, wherever, then when he comes back to his home, he sits on a proper asana near Tulsi or Shalagram or Deity or pictures or Gurudev himself, whatever, and chants 1/10 the number. Well, 16 rounds and 1/10 is 1.6 rounds, which means another 2 rounds, another 15 minutes. And then it says that that's the system. After that chanting, then he should offer grand worship to the Lord, because during the Sutak period, which is about 12 hours before, it starts 12 hours before the Grahan, at least Surya Grahan, it's a little shorter than Chandra, and goes till the moksha, about half hour after moksha, then he should wake up the deities and bathe them with milk or yogurt or panchamrit, some grand worship, nice offering. So this, we chant mantra in a special place, come home and chant some more mantras. Then we wake up, of course we've already taken a bath in the holy place, and come back, put on proper clothes, and then worship the Lord very nicely and feed the Brahmins. And if one lives some faraway place where, like Russia or something, where there's no Brahmins, and he's living at home, then he can do manasik puja. He envisions that 11 Brahmins have come, sat down, he's given them malpua and samosa and dal bati chorma, which they like too much, Vrijvasi. And after chanting mantra and doing the deity worship and feeding Brahmins and giving them some charity, then one, it says, prasidyartam, tato mantram prasidyartam gurum sampuja tashayet evancha mantra siddhi sed devata cha prasidati. Then to attain perfection, the chanting of his mantra, he should worship his spiritual master, sampuja, completely worship, with unbounded devotion. By following this process, one achieves the perfection of chanting his mantra and thus pleases the Supreme Lord. So what is the perfection that a pure devotee is seeking in chanting of the Gopal mantra or the Maha mantra? The perfection he is seeking is that prem, that is our prem siddhi, pure love for Radha and Krishna. And we may even be a little more greedy than that, because we may perform many Purushcharan Vratas. And we may say, yes, I want Prem, your loving, pure loving service, the lotus feet of Radha Govinda Yuga. But I'm a little greedy. Radharani, I would like your darshan. Because the Ishtadeva, the mantra, can grant darshan if they're pleased with the attitude and whole lifestyle of the devotee, and especially the determination and sincerity to observe this Purushcharan Vrata, this abbreviated one, this Sangshipta. Shipta means moment, and Sangshipta means a complete moment or a brief summary form of Purushcharan Vrata, which is given by Sanatana Goswami from the Shastra in the 17th Vilas. Well, Krishna, seeing all that sincerity, he may very well grant his darshan or give his prem. This is the perfection. Prasidhyartam, desirable goal, art, prasiddhi, that prakrishtarena siddhi, that very special. What could be more perfect than that? What could be a more desirable perfection than that, than to have darshan of Srimati Radharani or Krishna, or to attain their love manifest in our hearts? This is our prayojan. Prema pumartha mahan. For the pumsa, for the human being, prema is the art. Prema pumartha mahan. Maha art. Doesn't mean the great art. Art. Maha art. Means the great object, the most desirable objective, the most sought after possession, prize, gem, or jewel is pure love of God. Divine love. Love divine, as some acharyas say. So this is another way to try and get it. Of course, Kirtaniya Sadahari, always chanting the holy name. This is the best way. And even this is all about mantra chanting. It's just basically about mantra chanting and pleasing the Lord and the devotees by our activities at a particular time and place. And because it's a very surcharged time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in such a time. And a Chandragrahan in Mayapur, February 14th, 1486. He appeared in this world, the golden avatar of love divine. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. And everyone was chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So the Lord manifested. People were chanting and Gaurahari gave darshan. So they were doing Purushcharan Vrata. Many were doing Purushcharan. They were in the Ganga, which flows to the sea at Sagar, Ganga Sagar. Ganga Sagar Mela. They're chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Ah. They could see, they had darshan, they were seeing the golden Lord. And they came to the house of Sachimata and they saw the baby, Gaurahari Nimai Pandit, Jai Nimai, Jai Nidai. This is the system, not very difficult. Now there's another point that's told. Still, there's another method of performing Purushcharan, another Sangshipta Purushcharan Vrata. If that one is too difficult, there's another one, even easier. Are you ready? Atavanya prakaro yam purushcharanika vido chandra surya paragetu snatva prayatamanasa sparsha dvi mukta paryantam japen mantram samahita sarvam purava vada vadevata kuryad homadikam kriti. There's another method. During a solar or lunar eclipse, one should first ritualistically bathe and then chant his worshipful mantra while carefully controlling his mind from the beginning of the eclipse until the end. One should perform the other prescribed limbs, such as homa, as previously described. So in this one, it doesn't say you have to stand up to your waist in water of a river flowing to the ocean. It says you take a ritualistic bath. That means your daily bath, your morning bath. And when you bathe, you chant, you put some Ganga Jal in the bucket. People, saintly people, they put some Ganga Jal, a few drops in the bucket, then it becomes Ganga Jal. And Radha Kund, it becomes Radha Kund water in the Balti. or your chant mantra, Om Gange, Chajamuna, Chava, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kavari, Jalismin, Sanadim, Guru, and you're bathing in the proper time, Brahmahort, before, obviously, for and put on clean cloth, Tilak, Dwarasa Tilak, 12 Tilaks. And then you're home, just sitting in your home, in front of your Shalagam, in front of your Thakurji, or picture a Guru, or Tulsi, and chant the mantra for 2 hours. And there's two things here. One, it says beginning of eclipse till the end. The strict way would be 14 hours chanting from the beginning of the eclipse, which means the sutak period, and all the way through to the moksha, which is about 14 hours. That would be the... It's like Nirjal Ekadasi versus no grains or beans. Nirjal and Jagran versus Nirjal versus no beans and grains. Well, there's different intensities. So the minimal meaning of during the eclipse is the eclipse, which is 2 muhurtas, 96 minutes, basically. Rahu is a very slow eater. He gobbles up the sun. It takes him an hour and a half. That's a very inauspicious situation for the earth and, of course, for the sun planet, who's a devotee. Surya Dev is a great Vaishnava. He worships Surya Narayan Bhagavan, who's expanded to live on his planet. Chaturbhuja Narayan, Surya Narayan, is living there, accepting the daily worship of Surya Dev and his wives, from his wives and children. Samgya Devi, Samgya, and Chaya Devi, his two wives, and his children, Shani Maharaj, Yamaraj, and Kalindi, Jamuna Devi. So they're all engaged in the worship of Lakshmi Surya Narayan. And if somebody's in difficulty, someone's having difficulty, or they're in pain, or they're in the hospital, say someone's in the hospital, and they're there for 3 weeks, and you come every day in the morning and read them Bhagavatam, bring them Mahaprasad, garland. And you come every day in the evening, read them Bhagavatam, bring them garland, Mahaprasad. And you're just a friend, just a god brother, god sister. And you come, and you just get inspired. You want to, visiting hours in the morning you're there, visiting hours evening you're there, for the 3 weeks. The wife comes once a day, husband this, that, comes whenever they come. So when that person gets out of the hospital after 3 weeks, who are they going to remember? The devotee who came to see them. He's not a brother, he's not a sister, he's not a father, a mother, or husband, wife, but he's a god brother. He's a devotee. He loves Krishna, he loves Krishna's devotees, and he wants to do Vaishnava Seva. And he said, this is a wonderful golden opportunity for me to please Krishna's devotee. Because if you say, I'm a devotee of Krishna, Krishna says, ha, doesn't mean anything. But if you say you're a devotee of my devotee, then I'll pay attention to you. This is what Krishna says in Adi Puran to Arjuna. Conclusion is, when he gets out of the hospital, then his mind and heart will go to that devotee. Oh, I must do something for him. I must do something. I have to repay him. In my hour of need, service is judged by its necessity. When the need and necessity is greater than the service is rendered by that individual, then so much high position he will get, so much regard and honor and respect that person will receive who comes at the time of need and renders service. A friend in need is a friend indeed. The same is true with Suryadev or Chandradev. Chandradev is also a devotee. He has 27 wives, 27 nakshatras. They're all his wives. And he's a Brahmin. Suryadev is a Kshatriya, devotee, Vaishnava, and Chandradev is a Brahmin. He's also a Vaishnava. So when they're in difficulty, if someone's eating your head, if someone is swallowing you, if a tiger is swallowing you, and some guy comes and starts saying, it's okay, and he starts beating the tiger with a stick, he starts beating him and saying, it's okay, don't be afraid, we'll get this tiger, it's okay, it's all right. Then how much your mind will go to that person who came to. So this is some of the psychology, the emotional psychology behind the grahan, that our god brother is in trouble. We are Vaishnavas. We are worshippers of Krishna, Ram, Vishnu, Narayan. So Suryadev is our god brother. He's a big god brother. We're like a nobody. You may be a nobody, but you can help a big person in trouble. some big person gets in a car wreck and he's on the side of the road bleeding to death, and you're a rickshaw wallah, and it's Bill Gates bleeding to death, and you come up to him and you know how to make a tourniquet to stop bleeding, stop the arterial bleeding. So you come up and say, oh, I'll just tie my gumshoe around your arm. You tie the gumshoe around the guy's arm and save his life. And what do you think he'll do, Bill Gates? And you're just a rickshaw wallah, you're nobody, you don't even make 10 rupees a day. I say, who are you? You saved my life. Here's $50 million. You're nobody. So who are we to compare to Suryadeva and Chandradeva? What is our power? What is our position? We're like nobody. But in his hour of need during the Grahan, we're cheering for him. Come on, Suryadeva, come on. You can, don't be afraid. And then we're beating on Rahu also, because Rahu doesn't like the holy name. He doesn't like the Vaishnavas. They gypped him out of the nectar. He got a little bit in his throat and he got his head chopped off. I think it was Suryadeva and Chandradeva that chopped him. Or maybe Suryadeva, because he was sitting between both of them when Mohini was distributing the nectar. Rahu was sitting between the sun and the moon in his position. That's why he comes between the sun and the moon in this eclipse, and he swallows. So we're cheering for them, because what's the best thing you can do for a devotee when he's in trouble? Remind him of Krishna. I'm in the hospital dying. If you come in and tell me about a cricket match, that's very good for me. If you tell me, because what happens when devotees die, we chant, we come and do kirtan, and we tell pastimes in Leela, Gaur Leela, Krishna Leela, and he feels so happy. Like Aindradas has chanted farewell, bon voyage party, or whatever you want to call it, for so many devotees who left their bodies day after day, would go there every day, and finally one day when he went there, they would leave. Many times you go for 2 weeks every day for 1 or 2 hours. So much dedicated to us serving as God brothers or any Vaishnava. Give them the holy name, Shudanam. This is why we get such fantastic benefits. You get siddhi in the mantras, because demigods have power. Suryadeva is very, very powerful. Chandradeva is very, very powerful. Chandra controls the mind. And he's a great devotee. So he says, listen, Krishna, this little guy, Krishnadas, this little nobody guy down there in Vrindavan, he was chanting throughout the Grahan, standing in the Radhika, and he was chanting your holy name and chanting Gopal mantra and praying for my success, and that I would succeed and get free from this attack, this vicious attack of Rahu, who was devouring me. So please, he did this Brata for me, to help me and to attain perfection in his mantra, your darshan and your love. Please, I'm one of your ministers. I'm one of your ministers in this universe. Will you please, because ministers can meet with the prime minister, but rickshawalas can't. So we're like a rickshawala compared to Suryadeva or Chandradeva. It's not like we can say, oh, let me go and hey, Krishna, you know, I chanted his mantra. Where's the pay again? But if you make friends with a big guy, then a big guy can introduce your case, your file, your position, or petition. So he's big. Suryadeva is really big. It's only one sun in the whole universe. And we're depending on him materially, and even in this case for Purushcharan Brat, spiritually. So this is kind of the psychology, the personal psychology, because behind everything there's the Supreme Personality of God, it's Sri Krishna. It's all very personal. We're trying to please a person. Hari Toshanam, Guru Toshanam, Vaishnav Toshanam, Vaishnav Toshani, it was a magazine, Vaishnav Sajatoshani, Vaishnav Toshani, for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. Hari Toshani, Hari Toshanam, for the pleasure of God. Guru Toshani, for the pleasure of Guru. This is perfection. This is what we're meditating on. We're not just meditating on our position. No, I'm fallen. I want perfection. I want your darshan. Please bless me with your love, your prema. But we're thinking, oh, Suryadeva, I'm standing here. I remember one time I was in Radhakund. It was like, it was a Chandragrahan of the moon. That was something, the eclipse was like 10:48 to 11:59 or something. And I was standing in the middle of Shamukha. It was so funny, I was standing near the shore. I told him once. And all these kids were making noise and disturbing us. So I started walking away from the bank. But I was standing near the bank. And there was only a few steps and it becomes 25 feet deep. And I didn't know it was all water. And I'm walking. I kept walking, and I was only like up to my knees in water. I said, what is this? This is some very strange thing. I'm walking on the water practically. There's only like 3-4 inches of water. And I ended up in the middle of Shamakund. I said, what's this? Anyway, okay, Krishna's mercy. So the kids, they forgot about me because I couldn't hear them anymore because I had my little earplugs in. When I was near the shore, I could hear them because they're like right there. And I'm standing here, and the moon is rising, and then the eclipse came, and I could just close my eyes, and I was chanting mantra, and I thought, what is this? And now when they had the cleaning of Radhakund, I realized I was standing on the wall of Bajranabhakund. Bajranabhakund is sunken inside of Shamakund, and you can't see it when all the water is there. And I heard about it, but I didn't know really where it was, and I never saw it or walked on it in my whole life. So there I was, in the middle of the summer. Beautiful night. It was like very beautiful. What, late? I'm in the middle of Shamakund standing on Bajranabhakund's wall. So that was Bajranabha's mercy, Krishna's great grandson's mercy on me, and what to speak, Shamsundar's mercy, that I was able to not be in 20 feet of water, because it's a little hard to chant under when you're under 20 feet of water. Purusharan Brat is very powerful. This facility is made so easy, and this in Hari Bhakti Vilas is told in 17th Vilas. Go in Yamuna or Radhakund for a couple hours, minimally. Chant Gopal mantra or Hare Krishna mantra. Then come do Didi worship. Feed some Brahmins and worship your Guru. And you'll get perfection in the mantra. Perfection of Gopal mantra means darshan of Gopi Janavallabh. The beloved of Radharani, because of all the Gopijanas, Radharani is the Priyajana. She's a Parama Priyajana, Krishna Priya, Radha, Kishori, Gopijana Vallabha. And Vallabha means the lover of the Gopijan, but the supreme Gopijan is Radhika. Hey Krishna, Guruna Sindhu, Dinabandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namaste. Many Gopikants. Many Gopikants, many lovers, many Gopi lovers, but there's Radhikanta. Gopikanta, Radhikakanta. She's saved the best for last. And Krishna's own pranam mantra, he says, I have many lovers, but I only have one Radhika. I only have one Radharani. So that's Gopijana Vallabha. He is a Vallabh. He is a Vallabh of that Gopijan, that Radhika. Radhikakanta, Radhakanta. Radhakanta. Namaste. This is the Shastric Praman for the practice of the Purusharan Vrat and the details of how to observe it we can discuss briefly from some of our notes and experience and guidance from some of our well-wishers, because over the years we've attempted to please the Lord by observing this Brat in the Jamuna and also in Radhakund. So we wanted to share some of this experience. Now that the Hari Bhakti Vilas is in English and people can read it and then consider, there's nothing stopping us from doing more in devotion. Prabhupada said, chant 16 rounds minimum on the mala. Not that we chant 16 rounds. That's it. Goodbye. That's all. Hang up the beads. No, we should chant. Prabhupada also once said 16 rounds on the beads and unlimited rounds off the beads. And a few more on the beads also. And a lot of details about what to do. And if I read everything here, it may be a little bit confusing. So I think I'll try to summarize it. Details of contamination or sutak. Sutak time means a contamination, which is 12 hours before the eclipse starts. We should stop eating and drinking until after the end of moksha. For the lunar eclipse, the sutak period is 9 hours. For the sun, it's 12 hours. These are some details. And during that time, we stop all darshan, all puja. hour, of course, 12 hours or 9 hours before the eclipse starts. The deities are put to rest and covered with tulsi or kusa grass. Place kusa grass and tulsi leaves on all grains and standing vessels of water. After the moksha, then bathe the deity and offer bhog and artik. Sometimes a deity, if it's covered on shila or a shila, he can be placed in a tulsi pot along with a tulsi, and that's considered a pure place for the Govardhan Shila or Shalagram Shila. They're small, they can be put there. In the beginning, before the... Basically, I'm trying to make it a little bit simple. The first thing that one would do, the Anusthan, or the Anusthan, Purushcharan Anusthan, the practice of the vow, begins with Prarthana, prayers of submission and petition. Before we start, we'll go to the Radhakund and we'll chant some prayers, self-composed prayers. And generally one would chant Radhakripa Kataksha 21 times or Radha Sahasranam 1,000 times. And we can try to do that. We have the timing, depend on the timing. But even we can pray to Guru Parampara, Panchatattva Gurudev, Six Goswamis, Yogamaya, Kundeshwara Mahadev, and Giridhari and Gopishwar. And this prarthana, this is the mental preparation and heart preparation before beginning the anusthan, this is anukal anusthan. Then there's manasik sankalpa. So one is prarthana, approaching the place, and then the attitude of submission and begging for mercy from the well-wishers and guardians of devotion, Yogamaya, Brindadevi, Gurudev, Gopishwar. Then there's manasik sankalpa. This is like one... Sadhu explained to me, it's like an envelope. You dispatch a letter. You write a letter and you put it in an envelope and then you send it to your party. I'm in trouble, please send me some money or whatever. So this manasik sankalpa is like an envelope, dispatch a letter from you to Radha Giridhari. You're praying to the deities for their mercy so you can execute the vrata nicely. O Radha Giridhari, O Radha Govinda, O Radha Krishna, whomever. Please give me the spiritual strength, determination, and protection needed to observe this vow. O Shri Radhe, please bless me so I can chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or Gopal Mantra with full attention, purity, and love, and for your pleasure. Please help me attain success in this act of devotion. This is manasik sankalpa. And then mantra sankalpa means where you speak something and say you actually take a vow. During this time, these 2 hours or 14 hours or 11 hours or whatever you, how many hours you chant the mantra during the gran, you actually verbally say, I will, for your pleasure, I will chant so many times the Maha Mantra on this day. Which, as I said, often traditionally people would observe, stay up all night, well, for 14 hours and figure, well, eight rounds times 14, eight rounds an hour, minimally, times 14 hours, if one could do. 112 rounds or so in 14 hours if one has that. But if we're only observing the minimal Purushcharan during eclipse time, which is also said, that's like 2 hours. And how many rounds, 108 times, rounds of Gopal Mantra is also chanted on beads or with a counter or whatever. Then after that, you perform the vow. So there's prarthana, prayers of submission and begging for mercy. Then manasik sankalpa, which is also a type of prayer in the mind, specifically to the Ishtadeva, the mantra, Radha and Krishna. And then there's the mantra sankalpa, where you say, I'm going to chant so many mantras, specifically for your pleasure. Then you bathe an hour before the start of the sparsha. And then during the time while we're there in the water, we're supposed to, they actually say, every hour or two take another bath. But also you can sprinkle water, because everything is contaminated during the eclipse. So you're holding some beads in one hand, the other left hand you take and just sprinkle some water over your head like this at intervals during the eclipse. Then half hour after the moksha, then bathe again. with the clothes on as you have. Bathe in the beginning and then sit in the water and like this. And the head should be covered with cloth. Of course, there's many sannyasis that also do this, brethren. They don't change the color of the cloth. Generally, you wear white cloth. Facing east or north, stand in or sit in Radhakund or some body of water. Look at the water, because you should look at the water. Or look at Govardhan Nath or the Sangam. Of course, you don't look at the moon or the sun. Moan, you should keep silent before, during, and until you return home and chant the mantras. It's very important, actually. Generally, the tendency is after you finish and you bathe, everyone's laughing, and there's lots of enthusiasm in the air. Everyone's saying, Haribo, Prabhu, this, that. And you just walk by and smile and go back. And it's a little hard because we're not accustomed to moan. That's very important, actually. And wear a kusa grass ring on the right middle finger. So that's the basic thing. And then facing east, looking at the water of the kund, standing or sitting inside, or having your sit on the bank with your legs in the water. Chant the mantra for a half hour after the moksha. This is the what was said, that you go back and chant 1/10 of the mantra. So if you don't, if you can't chant 1/10, one sadhu was telling me, he said you chant for another half hour. Because if you're chanting for 14 hours and you have to go 14 hours in the water or whatever, a full observance, then you come back to your asana and your kuti, then you chant 1/10 of the mantras, which is so many more hours. So that's quite a long time, another hour or two. So it's at least a half hour more. Bathe in Radhakund and puja Radhakrishna, charity or sweets to Brahmins. Bathe deities, puja Bhogarti, return the kutir. Like this. It's interesting because here in my notice I chant half the mantras that you chanted in the water. So if you chanted 14 hours, you would chant 7 hours. After all these things, then he's saying, you fed everyone and did puja, then you chant. But this is a little bit difficult. I think this is the basic vrata that we've outlined here. So, let's review. Of course, clean cloth and cover the head, sprinkle water on the head during the eclipse. Prarthana, prayers of submission, praying to Gurudev, Panchatattva, Gopeshwar, etc. Manasik Sankalpa, that this in your, like putting an envelope that you're praying, this is you're praying in your heart that what you, your Sankalpa means what is your resolution or what do you really want from this chanting of this mantra, Prem Seva, Radha Krishna, and Vrindavan, which will include obviously revelation of one Siddhadeya and all the other aspects of that perfection. In other words, if you have $100, automatically you have $10. So if you're praying for the perfection of the mantra, the Prem Seva of Radharani and Vrindavan, then to serve Radharani and Prem, you need proper Gopi Sarup, or maybe Sakha Sarup, you can also serve. And Priyanarma Sakhas render a lot of service, like Subal, that are connected also with Madhurya Leela. Then you take a Sankalpa, all right, I'm going to chant this many mantras. And then bathe before, and then bathe during, and bathe after. So now that concludes our description of Purushcharan, Sankshipta Purushcharan Brat, the principles based on Praman, Hari Bhakti Vilas, and the details. Some things are not told, but this is the basic practice anyone can perform. And if you're not in a place where there's a sacred river or whatever, as we mentioned, there's the brief one and the brief one, where you take a bath, and then you chant sitting on asana. So many mantras during that 2 hours or 2.5 hours. And then do puja, then feed Brahmas and worship Guru. Same thing. And sometimes it's often told, one guardian told me that he was of the opinion it's very important to be in contact with water, because the atmosphere at that time is going into the water. Everywhere it talks about being in water. some contact with water. So he suggested that if you're stuck home somewhere, you can sit on your asan. So you can also, he was telling me, because we like usually sit down in some pose, he said you can sit in a tub of water. Like they have these little tubs where people wash clothes in and things, or bathtub or whatever. Whereas bathtubs aren't, too many people have bathtubs. Some people do. You sit in a bathtub of water and you sprinkle some Ganga gel in that bathtub, or some Radhakund, and then you're in water, up to your waist or neck or whatever. Or, and then again, if that's, they don't have a bathtub, and don't want to go out and buy a plastic tub because you're a brahmachari and don't want to waste a lot of money, then you simply get a bucket and sit on a chair and put your feet in the bucket of water, Ganga Jal. Of course, the main thing is your sankalpa, your sincerity, and your intention, your purpose, your intention, and the chanting of the mantra for the pleasure of the Lord and the blessings of Guru. Actually, there's one point that was in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. I want to read the verses, which are actually very interesting, because this is probably the essence of the whole thing. From Krishna comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. That's one thing for sure. Because in this whole discussion of Purushcharan Vrata about attaining perfection, towards the end it said that you have to do puja gurum sampuja tashayet. Sampuja, that you should worship the guru. Because the guru gave you the mantra. He gave you diksha. He gave you birth. Diksha means birth. Dvija, second birth, spiritual birth. There's dvija and trija. Trija is also there. Trija is the third birth, when you get sannyas mantra or Gopi Bhav mantra or Siddhadeya and this and like this. But in this regard, this is towards the end of the chapter. As I mentioned, there's 273 verses, but after describing all the intense details of and difficulties of performing these 40-day Purushcharan Vratas and Homas and Pujas and Tarpanas and Mantras and Brahmin feeding, then there's a Sankshipta Purushcharan Vrata mentioned, which is just on the day of one day or a few hours. Can be as much as 14 hours, not 40 days, which is the usual term of Purushcharan Vrata. Or it can be 3 hours, which is really instant. Instant city. This is what we want nowadays. We want push button city. Push the button, get perfection. Magic wand, boing, oh, I saw God. This is what people want. All success, all gain and no pain. People want all gain and no pain. What we say in the general phrase is no pain, no gain. But now we want all gain with no pain. Painless surgery, painless this, that, painless marriage. Painless marriage? Are you crazy? It's never was before, never is now, or never will be in the future. Impossible. Painless death? Yeah, get shot. It's over in 1 second. But painless marriage, painless life. The miseries are there. Adi Bhautika, Adi Daivika. Adiatmika, klesh. Klesh means difficulty, obstacles, misery, suffering. Sanatana Goswami concludes his chapter, 17th Vilas, by emphasizing Guru. Because Guru is everything, the beginning and middle of everything. I thought it was very interesting, after all this extensive discussion of 230 verses about the minute details of the japamala and the asana and the location and the homa and the yajna, doing this full Purushcharan traditional brat, which the Goswamis did. Then he gives a summary for the Kali Yugites. If you can't do the 40-day brat, we'll do the 14-hour brat. If you can't do the 14-hour brat, do the 4-hour grahan brat. And then after that, he says, 241, he says, Atava Devata Rupam Gurum Dhyatva Pratoshayat Tasya Chayanu Sari Syad Bhakti Yuktena Chetasa One should always be eager to satisfy his spiritual master to the best of his ability, while considering him to be none different from the Supreme Lord. With utmost devotion, one should follow him like a shadow. Says Tasya Chaya Anusarisyat. Sometimes I've seen gurus, they said to their disciples, what is he, like a shadow? You follow me wherever I go? They do like that. We did the same thing wherever Prabhupada was in New York. Everybody went to New York. Prabhupada went to Chicago. Everybody went to Chicago. Prabhupada went to LA. Everybody went to LA. And he turned around. Oh, you're. And sometimes he'd see turn around. Oh, you're here also. You were in. Weren't you in Chicago? Yes, you're the Prabhupada. What are you doing? No, we're doing traveling Sankirtan. We did books in Chicago, and we did. Okay, you're selling my books. Yes, Prabhupada. Okay, very good. You come. You come see me. They weren't just going to do Guru Bhogi and get the Mahaprasad. We were going for Seva. But we were following him like a shadow. Text 242. Guru Mula Midam Saravam Tasma Nityam Gurum Bhajet Purushcharan Nahino Purushcharan Ahino Pi Mantri Siddhyena Samshaya. Indeed, the principles of Purushcharan are based on devotion to the Guru. Therefore, one should serve the spiritual master every day with love and devotion. There is no doubt, samshaya, that even if one cannot properly perform the process of Purushcharan, even the samshiptawala, he can attain perfection simply by serving the spiritual master. Mantri Siddhyena Samshaya. Well, this is the unlimited compassion and mercy of Sanatana Goswami. Of course, he's quoting all the Shastras here, and Puran, and Agamas, that the Guru is everything. You might say, well, gee, I don't have time to do any kind of Purushcharan, even this grand thing. I'm too busy working every day and distributing books. I don't even know when the grand is. And I don't want to be bothered with all these details and kusha grass rings and water and this thing and that thing. I just want to serve my guru. He told me to distribute books, so I'm distributing books. What more? Well, there's nothing more. But if you're some lazy fellow and lying around the holy dham and living in Mayapur or Jagannath Puri or Vrindavan and you're doing your guru seva, but somehow you find yourself with a couple hours free here and there, then you can do this breath, which Sanatana Goswami is describing. But we should always remember that this is the highest principle. Yasya Devi Tata Guru. That if we have faith in Guru and we serve Guru, we'll get everything. Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. Yasya Prasada Nagati Katopi. Dayam Stivam Stasya Yasya Sri Sandhyam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. In this connection, it says Yata Siddharth. Yata siddharasa sparshat tamram bhavati kanchanam sanidhanad guror evam shishyo vishnu maya mayo tavet. This is a verse which is similar to one that's quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Same idea but different verse, different wording. As copper can be transformed into gold by chemical combination, by the association of the spiritual master, an ordinary man can become an associate of Lord Vishnu. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Purushcharan Vrata ki jai. Then there's a whole section here towards the end of the chapter, something about the mantra fall. That what does it mean to get siddhi in this mantra? Perfection, the mantra. And it's a long thing. There are symptoms of one who's achieved perfection in chanting his mantra. Such a perfected chanter who has attained perfection by doing Purushcharan Vrata. This is text 245. The sage Bodhayana said, this person who has attained perfection in Purushcharan, he does not ask anything from anyone, although he may utilize whatever comes of his own accord. He attains all kinds of perfection that are available in this world, such as omniscience, as described in tantras. Narada Pancharatra says, one who is very attached to the worship of his mantra will be able to conquer all kinds of obstacles in the very first year of his chanting. That goes on and on. a perfected person who has attained perfection in Purushchara, and he appears most brilliant and powerful like a blazing fire. Even kings are afraid of speaking to him harshly. Like Dvarasa Muni, throw his hair out and kill you, finish you off. One who has attained perfection by chanting his mantra will begin to see wonderful things after the ninth year of his practice. He will simply take pleasure in the self by witnessing many amazing phenomena. As one perfects the mantra even more, he can remain, becomes fully absorbed in meditation on the Supreme Lord, and he can remain silent and does not feel any distress. Even if he doesn't eat or drink for 15 days or even a month, he doesn't eat or drink anything, he won't feel any distress. When all these wonderful symptoms appear, it should be understood that the sacred mantra has become very pleased with the chanter. See? Personality. The mantra devata. There's a personality behind everything. Sri Krishna. Reality, the beautiful. When one attains complete perfection, and he does not disclose the fact that he has attained these symptoms, but he may reveal to his spiritual master. Sri Hari Bhakti Vilas ki jai, Sri Sanatana Goswami Pada ki jai, Purushcharan Vrata ki jai.